The word for trust is the same word for faith. It's translated both words. The Greek word is pistos, P-I-S-T-O-S, pistos. And it is the faith that we have in our lives, faith grow. But do we, our faith, and why is it so important? We're going to look at that over the next 3 weeks. But today, I would like to talk to you from this lesson, from our gospel lesson. It's the story of this young man who apparently has been possessed. He wants to throw himself into the water. He wants to throw himself into the fire. The dad doesn't know what to do. He thinks the young man is possessed by a demon or something, and he hears that Jesus is in town, and so he decides he's going to take his young boy, and they're going to go all the way, and they're going to find Jesus, and they're going to ask Jesus to heal this young man. It's a step of faith, as you can see. He's going to find Jesus, and he's going to ask Jesus, can you heal him? And it's a great story. But there's a few things about it that are quite interesting. First of all, doesn't it sound as if Jesus is a bit annoyed by this? In the lesson, it says that Jesus said, how long shall I put up with this generation? The young man is there. The father says, Jesus, can you heal him? And Jesus says, how long do I have to put up with this? You see, the father had gone to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't heal him. So they said, well, let's just go straight to the source. We're going to go to Jesus. And the young man, this man says, I went to your disciples, but they couldn't heal Jesus. Or they couldn't heal this my young boy. But I know you can. And Jesus is like, how long do I have to put up with this? He's just so annoyed. Obviously, he thought the disciples should have been able to handle this. But apparently they weren't. And if you know anything about the disciples, they had a large problem with their faith. As a matter of fact, Jesus had a little word for them that he called them all the time. It was oligopistes. It means very little faith. He called them that all the time. Because he would say, do this, have the faith to do this. And when it came time to do it, the disciples' faith was not strong enough, and they always, always struggled with it. But why do we struggle so much with our faith? Why do we have so much fear in our lives? It shouldn't be that way. You know, there was a time when we were created, and we were in the garden with God, and we had no reason to fear whatsoever. We were walking with the Creator of the universe in the garden, and He was there with us, and we could see Him, we could touch Him, we could hold His hand, and He was there. And then man sinned, it was put out of the garden, and God said, I'll still be with you, but they just couldn't see Him, right? He wasn't there with them all the time like He was in the garden. And so they're afraid. They're fearful. But they have no reason to be. They were in the garden with God. They know that He's there. It's just now they can't see Him. And the same thing is true with us. We know that God is with us. We just can't see it. And so we're afraid often the time. I think it was Freud, one of the psychologists, says that the problem of all of mankind is rooted in fear. Every psychological problem that we have is rooted in fear. I don't know if that's true, but it certainly makes a lot of sense. And it also makes sense that what gets us through is only God, where perfect love casts out all fear. So Jesus is a bit annoyed. Disciples can't do anything about it, so the man brings this young boy to Jesus. Maybe you can do something about it. So Jesus starts talking to the man. Now listen, this is just so interesting. Jesus says to the man, how long has this happened? The man says, from childhood, he wants to throw himself into the fire or drown himself. What a horrible thing. Please help him if you can. All things are possible for those who believe. And Jesus says, please help him if I can. All things are possible. Jesus is saying, what do you mean about this if I can stuff? Don't you believe that I can heal this young man? I'm the creator of the universe. I can do these things. But he still says, if I can. One of my favorite verses in Scripture is that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Every once in a while, when I'm struggling, I just remember that I can do anything with Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Or you can sing it. I can do all things, all things, all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. If you don't know that song, come see me. I'll teach you afterwards. But the fact is that I need that. I need that in my life because I don't have perfect faith. I don't have the perfect way to just tell God, this is what I need, and know that He's going to, at some level, answer that request in my life. You know, Jesus said, you can move mountains. All it takes is a faith of a mustard seed. You can move mountains. And yet, how many of us move mountains? The problem isn't, of course, our faith. The problem is the object of our faith. Who is going to move the mountains? When it is self-centered, then it's all about me and how strong my faith is and what I can do. But when we can turn that around and we can say, God, it's all about you and it's all about what you can do. And as long as I am trusting in you and I have faith in you that you're taking care of stuff, that's all that really matters. Because I know that you know what's going on in this world. You know what's going on in my life. And that you'll just take care of it. Now, that's a hard thing, but it's the truth. And when we make it about our faith and what we can do, we're looking at the wrong question. What we should be doing is looking at God and what He can do. And what can God do? We talked about this yesterday at our conference. God can do everything. We had a little game. Somebody asked a question, can God? And then I stopped the person. I said, whenever the question is, can God? Doesn't matter what comes afterwards, the answer is always, yeah, He can, because He's God. He can do anything. He can do all things. And when He's the object of our life, it doesn't really matter how strong or how weak or how powerful our faith is. Now, we should grow our faith. If you look at what we've been talking about over the last year, we've talked about the discipleship life cycle, about how seeds of faith are planted, and that they sprout, and then they grow, and then they bear fruit. And the way the faith grows, though, is typically under the surface. It's like the root system of the tree. And it gets stronger, and it goes deeper, and it spreads out wider. But you don't necessarily see that on the surface. And the time when that really shows up is when something happens, some cataclysmic event in your life happens, to see where the strength of the faith is. But we should continue to grow our faith and grow it and grow it. It's very important. This man is so honest with Jesus. He says, if you can, heal my son. And Jesus says, if I can, all things are possible for God. And the young man says something, the father says something that's just very profound. He says, I believe, I know you can do it, but help me in my unbelief. Help me in my unbelief. None of us have perfect faith. Some of us have strong faith and some of us have weak faith, but none of us have perfect faith. None of us can believe everything that Christ says perfectly. The only person that had perfect faith is Christ. But praise God that He can do all things and that He is faithful for us. The final verse is this. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not drive out this demon? And Jesus replied, this kind can only come out by prayer. So I believe that one of the ways that you can strengthen your faith is to spend more time with God. Spend more time in prayer. Because what that does is it solidifies your relationship between you and the Creator of the universe, and that you know without a doubt that you're His precious child and that He loves you. And that's prayer. And what Jesus is saying is that there's some sort of link between faith and prayer. And we know this. Actually, if you go back to the first century, there were these guys called the Desert Fathers. And it was after Jesus had gone, and the disciples are going around spreading the good news about Jesus to the world around them, and they were healing people, but then all those disciples started to die off, and now we have new generations of people that didn't walk and talk with Jesus. But there was a group of men that went out into the desert in Egypt, and all they did was spend time in prayer. That's all they did. And the stories go that there were people that would come and come to their presence, and they would lay their hands, and oftentimes they would heal people. And if anybody wants to be involved in healing of the world, I would say that the first and foremost thing you need to do is to spend more time in prayer with God. It's hard. It's hard because God never gives us perfect faith. He always leaves room for doubt. It's just the way He is with free will. He always leaves room for doubt. And none of us pray as much as we should. None of us pray as much as we should. You know, it's interesting. I came across this article yesterday. This was from Friday in the, I'm not sure which newspaper it was. But there was a Lodi man who gets a second chance at life when his brain tumor vanishes without surgery. It's a medical mystery that left doctors scratching their heads. A suspected malignant brain tumor vanished without treatment, giving a patient a second chance at life. It happened at Lodi, where a man turned to his faith at the very community he has spent years helping. Several months ago, the father and community helper, Paul Wood, realized something wasn't right. I have massive headaches. I couldn't walk down the hallway without holding onto the walls. And his primary physician sent him to a neurosurgeon in San Francisco who thought he had a brain bleed. And the radiologist saw signs of a tumor. Wood immediately turned to his faith and his community for support. My phone was blowing up. My Facebook, prayer after prayer all over California. The day before the surgery, Wood's operation was canceled because the tumor was gone. It's a miracle. And that is the way God planned it, he said. Specialists said they can't explain why everything vanished, and Wood's doctors can't either. Now, I know what you're saying. Maybe they just misdiagnosed a tumor, and you know, medical's not perfect and all that sort of thing, but it is quite possible that the prayers of righteous people being lifted up over this man healed him of the tumor. It's a hard thing for us, living in such a structured world where everything we can track and trace, but the fact is God still loves His creation. He still loves you and me, and it's not about our faith and how weak or strong it is. It's about a great God who loves us and what He can do. This story of this guy in the wheelbarrow, you know what? I would be the first person not to go in the wheelbarrow, okay? My faith is really weak. But it's okay, because it's not about me. It's about a great God who loves and cares for each one of us, His creation. In His name, amen. Responding to God's word, we receive our tithes and our offerings.